The daddies.
And now they're coming back, yeah. And they're making
like
them
they
back.
Put them on and they're coming back. But now there's a difference in...
Now you said that the handmade shingles. Now what?
Well, look out here on this roof. Will you come here and look out here on this roof?
That's just exactly like what this is.
This
the
chicken house
roof
out
on
here.
That chicken house.
You just cut that off for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Reason.
Oh, it did. Those are very stylish looking.
Right, yeah. When they built this, when they put the wood shingles on the house, Daddy said he was pinching pennies, he was.
Uh-huh.
And all the timber in his house is rough sawed cypress. It's rough sawed, just like it come out of a small mill. It's not finished like the boards are now. And if you go upstairs in this one, you can see, he told me, he said, well, they made a mistake. They didn't underpin this one like they did that one. What he meant was they didn't put a solid roof on and then the wood shingles on it. Well, on that old chicken house, they did. But when they got to this, they didn't. All they did was put the solid roof on that one, then they put paper over it, and then they put the wood shingles
on it. Well, they were using paper
right.
in those days.
The first year that they moved into this place here, they put those nailing rafters, I forget what they call them now. They're just boards that are nailed directly on the two-by's, and then they nailed the shingles of those boards. Well, the first snow it come, the wind was blowing right pretty. Blowed the snow all the way under the shingles in the house. It shifted between.
It's a shame that it was done that way.
Well, and another reason why they put wood shingles on this house was in, what year was it, 30, 31, 29, I've heard all different versions of it. There come a pretty good sized little tornado through this part of the country and blowed down a large percentage of the timber in Big Lake Bottoms, which is something
remember.
A lot of people don't remember, but Dad attested to it because they had lived out there close to it one time before that, remember, when Thamaluji was here, what's her name? Lucille was here, and she was telling us about living out there.
His family lived
right.
out. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he still had connections out there. Well, when the wind blew all these trees and stuff down, of course, it was a boom to the building trades, I guess you would call it, and there was a large amount of cypress wood shingles made. Well, what they did, they drug those trees out and they made cypress shingles out of them. They were dirt cheap, and that's why a lot of the older homes around town had those shingles on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that in this particular area, and that gives you an idea how things come about, why they was did that way.
But another thing was, this was the custom in this English house to have that type of
English
shingle.
Style was
this
type,
was
right?
a pattern to show every little thing about it. And it was what Charlie called a turnkey job, which is not a good idea for anybody unless you're going to be in there and see that the key is turned right. And it came from Robinson Lumber Company. They still have the picture of it and everything. But
Now these shingles weren't hand split. They were made on a machine.
Yeah, that's right.
They're solid.
But they call them hand turned, but they are made on a machine.
They're made on a pretty good size machine.
So now we've got this thing got about four roofs on it, hasn't it?
He put
one roof right on top of the other. We don't have any leak.
We have
one little leak in the bathroom in there, and I think it's around that little pipe that takes from the commode. You know, there's an air pipe there. I think that's what it is. But the only thing that dates this house now is that portico out there. We're going to get rid of it.
That's going pretty soon.
That what?
That where you parked the car out there with those posts.
Oh.
And the post is leaning, and we're going to...
Tell her what you call it again.
Yeah, I didn't know...
Portico. Everybody called them that.
I didn't know that
word. There's a lot of them around Blyville. That's what they were called, portico.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you spell it.
It's
there now.
It's still there.
It's out there.
That's what
they
call it.
I never have ever heard.
Yeah, they're all in town. They've got a lot of them around town.
And is it just a kind of a...
It's just an open-based parking car.
Yeah.
But it's flat top.
Uh-huh.
And see, we're going to pitch the...
We're going to redo all that after. Uh-huh.
Just that part we're going to redo. And see, it has the archways and the beautiful rock in the archways.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make that other one standing on those posts, and those posts are leaning about to fall, and we're going to widen the driveway, and then we're going to... where the post used to sit would be moved over, and then we're going to add another arch and just make it go along with the design of it.
Right, and they're so low out there. All this land is low in here because people built up and filled in dirt around us, and we're getting a lot of water, so we're going to concrete.
We've got to stay up with them.
Well, you know, this fireplace looks very modern.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because stone fireplaces are very...
That's the same rock the house is.
Uh-huh.